Alrighty, so basically, the devotion is going to be about it's going to be about integrity, and we're going to find that in Colossians 3, 22 to 24. If I could have somebody read that, that would be fantastic. Let's make Colossians 3, 22 to 24. So in the first verse, we see a bondservants. Just kind of give a little brief understanding of that. First century slaves, not too special, but when we say slaves, you know, often we'll kind of think of like the American slaves and stuff like that. And while they were kind of lowest of lows, they weren't necessarily as what we picture them as. For instance, like if you were a Hebrew and you owned a slave, generally after about 6 years, you had to offer them freedom. And some of them continued to stay, you know, with their slave master, and some, you know, wanted to be free. But nonetheless, they were still slaves, and they still did things that we would never want to do. You know, first to be there, last to leave, and did all the undesirable tasks. With this, you know, Paul continues to go on, and he basically says, you know, what he wants them to do. He wants them to obey in everything those who are their earthly masters, not by way of eye service or as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. And obeying is a pretty powerful statement. It's not something we like to hear as selfish people. I, for one, do not. And, I mean, it goes all the way back to, you know, Adam and Eve, you know. So it's always a constant war of the flesh. And it's especially hard to do so when no one is watching. That's really also where integrity starts coming in. And, I mean, there's multiple ways why it's hard. For one, everyone is, in their own way, can be a little narcissistic. And, you know, some more than others. And, I mean, even introverts, you know, we maybe don't want all the attention, but we still care about ourselves. And with that, whenever we are doing either good things, we like whenever we get recognition for it. We like being a quote-unquote maybe good person, or how we are viewed by other people when doing things, but also in the hard things. I don't know, but y'all, we live in Houston, so we have the great opportunity of understanding what heat is, and that is the changes how you work. And working, I mean, and as you know, Paul goes on, you know, with sincerity of heart, and you know, working in harsh conditions, it is hard to do that. He also goes on in verse 23, and it says, like, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. And I feel like this is actually very important, because often whenever you are maybe working or something like that, and it's easy to go, well, I don't want to work hard because the person I'm serving or the person I'm obeying, they don't work hard either. So why should I? But you can't use this as an excuse, because God clearly says you're not working for them. You're working for him. And I mean, that's just knocks it out right there. But let's see. But we are serving the Lord, and whatever we do, we're supposed to do it hard. And like, what areas are we, you know, what areas are we serving? I think also is, where are our motives when we are serving or obeying? You know, there's a lot of reasons. You know, are we doing it to, you know, impress others? Are we doing it to build relationships? You know, where is your heart? And I think for a good example is, Monty gave us, Stephen and I, example of, you know, when you're at work and the boss shows up, how fast do we start working immediately? You know, how fast do we, oh, all of a sudden just start working. How fast do we stop? Whatever we're doing. And I think it's pretty good to just view that and go, you know, well, at the end of the day, Julian, but there's no fruit to your work, or, you know, if you're not working, you're not going to meet deadlines. So, and also, if you're working on the God, God's always watching you too. And also, kind of, he's also touched on us is, you know, we can fake it for a while, but eventually our motives will be true whenever no one is watching us too. And it shows a lot about somebody whenever no one is watching. I'm going to end with like a quote, but that'd be a good idea. But integrity is, it's a quote by like Billy Graham of all people, but it's pretty good. It says, integrity is glue that holds our way of life together. We must constantly strive to keep our integrity intact. When wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. When character is lost, all is lost.